KD Country 94 weather.
The 77th Annual Tipton Picnic is this Saturday, August 5th. These businesses welcome you to come celebrate Tipton tradition. Adrian's Manufacturing, Little Owl Cafe, Ed's LP Gas, Central Valley Ag, South Fork Excavation and Transport LLC, Great Plains Manufacturing, Tipton Grocery, Hakes Plumbing and Heating, Lennox Heating and Air, Old School Seals, Hake Farms Trucking, Outlands of Tipton, Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Ringneck Ranch, Tremp Construction, Schmidt Farms and Feed Yard, Specialty Hunting, Tipton Service Center, Hometown Insurance Agency, Blue Hill Hatchery and Gamebirds Incorporated, and Winkle Metal Designs.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory begins at noon today and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. High of 94 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms. Tonight, 73. Overcast. Mainly sunny. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, 91. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 84.
Hustle or Turf commercial mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or are a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like the 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industrial-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle whatever you throw at them. Build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler mower at Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas.
Check out the savings now for Tuesday at Cure's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. They have best choice extra soft bath tissue, 12 double rolls for just $4.99. It's now the Tuesday at Cure's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A tactic known as the Kansas Two-Step that's been used by the State Highway Patrol for years to detain out-of-state motorists long enough to find a reason to search their vehicle for illegal drugs violates motorists' constitutional right against unreasonable searches, a federal judge declared on Friday. Senior U.S. District Judge Catherine Radel also notified the patrol that she is ready to impose changes in its policing practices and appoint a special master to audit its work for at least 4 years. The changes would include a requirement that troopers specifically inform motorists they stop that they have the right to reject a search or to revoke consent for one at any time when under the two-step patrol officers avoid telling motorists they are free to go. Radel issued a scathing 79-page order in two separate lawsuits filed by the American Civil Liberties Union on behalf of three motorists and two passengers traveling in 2017, 18, and 19 from neighboring Colorado, which has legalized recreational marijuana use. Radel concluded that the patrol targeted motorists traveling along Interstate 70 to or from states that have legalized either the medical or recreational use of marijuana. Kansas has authorized neither. With the two-step, troopers finish the initial traffic stop, issuing a ticket or a warning, and start to walk away, then turn back to talk more to the motorist. That allows them to keep looking for grounds for a vehicle search or to buy time to get drug-sniffing dogs to the scene. Radel said the patrol waged war on motorists. The war is basically a question of numbers. Stop enough cars and you're bound to discover drugs. And what's the harm if a few constitutional rights are trampled along the way, she wrote. Neither the patrol nor Kansas Attorney General Chris Krobach's office responded immediately to text and email messages seeking comment on Friday. The patrol has defended its tactics as a response to I-70 surging, serving as a major corridor for drug traffickers. Have a job open to tell you about. Start a new career as an employee owner in Osborne Industries, and Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, 6-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 in Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Due to drought conditions and hot temperatures, the city of Beloit is currently under a water supply warning. City and rural water customers are encouraged to take voluntary conservation measures to limit non-essential water uses, including but not limited to watering lawns, washing of automobiles, use of swimming pools or fountains, or any other waste of water. At this time, no mandatory conservation measures are in place, but they encourage the public's cooperation in conserving water when possible. For more information, visit the website beloitks.org. There is extreme flat track motorcycle races going on this Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock at Osborne County Fairgrounds. So enjoy those two evenings of motorcycle races there. The 77th Annual Tipton Picnic is taking place this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 4th, 5th, and 6th. That's the news this hour here on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. For latest news information, visit our website, katycountry94.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Looper, Pena, no hitter for Framber Valdez. The first lefty in franchise history to throw a no hitter.
The third no hitter in Major League Baseball in 2023. We'll have more coming up in this sportscast. Also, look at local sports. We have our athlete of the week, the Kansas City Royals, looking for their fourth straight win. The trade deadline in Major League Baseball on Tuesday, and KU Hoops coming up in Puerto Rico Thursday. It's all coming up in the sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Smith Center's Madison Howland has been named the NTKSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Howland had an outstanding summer competing in USA track and field events for the Kansas Flyers, qualifying for the USA TF National Junior Olympics in Eugene, Oregon in three events. Individually, she won the Region 9 Championship in Jonesboro, Arkansas in the 14-year-old girls' 3,000 meter and finished second place in the 1,500. Also part of the 4x800 meter relay team that won the Region Championship at 10:11.95. 4x800 meter relay team, as Howland was the anchor with Jalen Brandel of Tribune, Taryn Boydston of Ellis, and Brylan Trump of Plainville, followed up with a national championship at the USATF Nationals last Wednesday, July 26th, with a time of 9:55.50. Individually, Howland finished fifth nationally in the 3,000 meter with a PR time of 10:27.11, had a PR in the 1,500 meter with a time of 4:58.82, finishing 17th place overall out of 69 runners. Congratulations to Madison Howland, the NCCastSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. You can read more at the website. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, there was a no-hitter in Major League Baseball Tuesday night. Fighting to keep pace with the Rangers atop the AL West, Framber Valdez was just one walk away from a perfect game. He no-hit the Guardians in a 2-0 win for the Astros. Valdez struck out 7 in the process and registered the third no-hitter this season in MLB, the 16th in Astros history, but the first by a left-hander. Houston stayed a half game behind Texas in the AL West with the win.
And he's thrown one wild pitch. And was that with the pitch clock getting down toward one? The umpires are going to have a chat about this. Matt Quatrero is already out. And they're going to call a balk.
Yes!
The Mets tried to claim that it was a pitch clock issue or a pitch comm issue.
The Royals picked up their fourth straight win in a wild finish on Tuesday night. Kansas City had a 3-1 lead after 7, but the Mets scored 3 in the 8th to go up 4-3. Freddie Fermin drove in MJ Melendez on a sac fly in the 8th to tie the game at 4. In the top of the 10th, Francisco Alvarez hit a 2-run homer to put the Mets up 6-4 and in the driver's seat. But Bobby Witt Jr. and Melendez drove in runs to tie the game, and with the bases loaded, Melendez scored on the balk to win the game 7-6. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on the wild finish.
The balk, I mean, I saw it, you know, luckily the umpires saw it too. I mean, they were locked in on it. I think what happened was the clock was running down. He may not have been able to hear the pitch come, and as he tried to step off, he fumbled or, you know, got his cleat caught or something like that. That's what it looked like to me.
The Royals are now 33-75, while the Mets fell to 50-56. Game two of the three-game series is 7-10 tonight in Kansas City. Prior to Tuesday night's game, the MLB trade deadline passed after trading Nicky Lopez and Jose Quas in exchange for Taylor Hearn and Nelson Velasquez from the Braves and Cubs, respectively. The Royals added left-handed pitcher Tucker Davidson from the Angels for cash considerations. Also, coming in to the end of the deadline and just ahead of it, they traded pitchers Ryan Yarbrough and Scott Barlow. Yarbrough went to the Dodgers for minor league infielder Devin Mann and outfielder Derlin Figueroa. Yarbrough went 4-5 with a 4.24 ERA in his first season as a Royal. And also Barlow was traded to the Padres for minor league pitchers Henry Williams and Jesus Rios. Barlow went 2-4, a 5.35 ERA, 13 saves and 31 appearances this season for Kansas City. For more on the Royals moves, visit Royals.com. The Mets were sellers at the trade deadline as they sent Max Scherzer to the Rangers over the weekend and outfielder Mark Canha to the Brewers Monday. Tuesday, they sent Justin Verlander back to the Astros for outfielders Drew Gilbert and Ryan Clifford. Phillies acquired starting pitcher Michael Lorenzen from the Tigers, while Cardinals infielder Paul DeJong was traded to the Blue Jays. The Rangers acquired Pirates catcher Austin Hedges. For much more on the deals made at the deadline, visit MLB.com. A programming note before we wrap this sportscast, the KU men's basketball team begins play on their Puerto Rico trip. They'll play a Puerto Rico select team Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. Fans can catch the game on Z96.3 Through the Lake with pregame coverage at 10:30. More info and a full schedule can be found at KUAthletics.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.